And gentlemen, today, Mr. Chen Sanju and I were talking about our work in Northwest Vietnam. This place is also called Kawagbo. Our topic is about the medicinal plant conservation and the traditional knowledge transformation in this region. First of all, I'd like to give some background information of the traditional Tibetan medicine and medicinal plants. As everyone knows, the Tibetan medicine has a long history with its systematic theory. It is belong to one of the Tibetan one of the important part of Tibetan culture is one of the five obverse culture, like sensory culture and different things. This is one, and also it is a life safeguard for Tibetan people, because Tibetan, as everyone knows, it is called the third pole of the earth beside the northern pole and southern pole. The elevation is above, average elevation is above 3,000 meters, and long oxygen. So life in Tibetan Qinghai Plateau is so difficult for people. So to some extent, it can be said the survival of Tibetan culture and Tibetan people is because of the existence of Tibetan medicine. And also the Tibetan medicine is absorbing and synchronizing different medicine, like India medicine and Chinese medicine and other medicine. After around 300 years of history, it has become influential as medicine in the world. And as everyone knows, that many of the Tibetan medicine come from plants, animals, and materials, minerals. And the Tibetan environment also unique, like high elevation and so strong sunlight. This make the resource is unique and with high rich accumulation. So it is can be said the Tibetan plateau is the main production place of the Tibetan medicine. It is, according to the relevant survey, around 2,500 species of this medicine. But the issue that Professor Pei have told, that the knowledge, traditional knowledge, is losing so rapidly because of the globalization and marketing speed. And also the another threat is come from the unsustainable collection, especially large scale of collection. For example, the fungus caterpillars, it is around 20 years ago, it is recorded around several hundred tons can be collected. But right now, just less than 100 tons can be collected. So it's the large-scale collection and unsustainable collection is another threat. And the third issue is government policy. Government policy always pay attention to the medicine industry development, but pay less attention to the resource conservation. This is a crucial threat. This causes the issue of the resource losing. So I would like to introduce our project place. This is the Qinghai Tibetan Plateau, and we can see the northwest Vietnam in this angle, And this is Mount Kawagabo, also called Kawagabo. The elevation is around 640 meters. This is the highest mountain in Yunnan. And we can see the location of the of our project place, northwest Yunnan, the red color. And also can see that it is also called Three Pearl River because of the rich rich biodiversity. It is natural heritage for biodiversity. So you can see various species in this place. Macnopsis, Primula, all these kind of biodiversity species in this mountain. This mountain area is around 2,000 square kilometers and around 2,007 species. And also cultural diversity. This mountain is one of the important sacred mountains in Tibetan region and worshipped by the Tibetan world. And this is the image of the Kawagabo. And every year, thousands of pilgrims come here to worship this mountain. And the main resident here is the Tibetan. And medicinal plants is the main livelihood of this region. You can see fungus caterpillars is account for almost 80% of the annual income for household, for Tibetan household. And the snow lotus, all this fritillar, and rhodiola also main important for main income for the Tibetan household. Now I would like to invite Mr. Sandhu Sen. He will give a brief introduction of what we have done in Northwest Yunnan. Yes. And I will also translate simultaneously with the because I cannot speak English, here I will speak in Tibetan, and I come from Dechen, and we established the Dechen Tibetan Medicinal Association. Here I will give some brief introduction of what we have done. Now I will introduce what we have done. In Dechen, we have around in the whole country we have around 30 Tibetan doctors, but right now, only a few of them still practicing Tibetan doctor, because some of them shipped to the Western hospital or clinic. Realizing the issue of transferring the traditional knowledge and the conservation medicinal plants, in 2007 we established this association. The main goal of our association have three key points. One is to protect and inherit traditional Tibetan medicine knowledge and its culture. And to second is to protect and use Tibetan medicinal resource such as animal plants and herb in a sustainable way. The third is to promote the development of Tibetan health system in the whole country. So this is the three main mission of our association.
The
first work of our association is doing, we organize the member of our association to conduct a survey for the resources in our hometown. We want to know what the resources have changed during these years, and we want to know the situation of resources. And the participant is mainly from this association under the leader of Anqiu Linqian Duji. Linqian Wanshu. This is a centralized tongue cease that we found in our survey. And it is, previously it's common, but right now more and more difficult to find this species. It is found belong to 2,500 meters.
Good.
This is also found belong to 2,500 meters and also threatened.
Rokule, ka masamare, ka ndin sanare, nga dule skapa. Skapa le, se nanyishin le maa, tong pulong le kum mamuza. Pulong mamuza tren, reno shu mati shinzi. Shinzi tren, shinpu mamuche tren, skapa le duka. Nga tong jay kui diotra na shu ji, adu adu socha ima, ji adu le, skapa.
So this is found from the mid mountain, above 2,500 meters and under 4,000 meters, this species.
Oh, the Pema Sibre, Pema Sibre, and also Mazasa Mamusure. Zitrason, Papanian, the Masoman, Mamukre, the Kula, Lucha, Nishaman, and Sawa, Bamuri, and Jana. And so, Jetima, the Punjan Sawa, Bumatila, as a Sare, Jesu.
So this another species, Peona luteal, also threatened, and we found in, during this survey.
This
three species from the upper region and
threatened.
So you can see the process of the survey, and it is difficult condition to do such a survey on the upper region. And this means some specimens. So we also made some training program for the local doctors. So during this training, we organize all the local dependent doctors, and the teacher is explain how to identify, how to collect sustainable collect. This is the second time training, and you can notice the number of the trainer is increasing. Last year than that before last year.
So this is
our plantation. We select a base to do experimentation plantation. Around 11 species was selected to plant according to the survey, because some species is threatened. So after this survey, we selected around 11 species. So we can see from this picture, this number of species. Totally, 10 was very success, and it is unusual, you know, because at a local level, they voluntarily to do this by themselves. It is not get support from big fund or from government, but from local people, local doctor. They do such efforts. I think this is a good tendency for the conservation at in-situ conservation. For in-situ conservation, first we organize the local villagers to discuss which species or which place should be conserved, and then we use the traditional knowledge to enclosure, but it's not fancy. It is used white stupa through a cultural form to conserve this piece of mountain. You can see this is a result of the conservation. It's
the stupa, you said.
Yeah, stupa, you know, just to use the religion. This is very, very success also. So our work gets support from many different people, like academic institute, like Professor Pace Institute, and also like Sienna also, you know, visited this place and give support. And this is the in-situ site, in-situ conservation site. So we want to conclude this presentation from 3 points. First, the medicinal conservation should come from the community. The main force should come from the community level. This is the main. And also, the conservation should adapt and should consider the local situation and respect local culture. And finally, the medicinal conservation and the cultural conservation should get support from various sources, like academic scholars, government, and technician. So that's all for today's presentation. And that's it. Thank you. So I'm not very good at this, and I hope everyone can give me support, and thank you.
We have time for questions.
What are some of the practices that you use to sustainably harvest?
Especially
cordyceps and fritillaria are very important for the income of the local people.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what kind of methods the community is using to ensure the sustainability of those two resources, fritillaria and cordyceps.
Yeah, right. Because we start this project just no more than three years. And this two species collection is a big issue, but closely related to the people's livelihood. And so it is a big issue. But we think, you know, if we use some cultural approach, it is one alternative. And also need support from the government by regulation and also local regulation. This is maybe what we can do.
Do you think it would be possible to first of all, explain what sustainability means to the community,
mm-hmm.
and then trying to offer alternatives for mm-hmm. Wild harvesting of fritillaria and Yatabumbu by, for example, weaving in community conservation projects or planting projects, weaving people into that so they can actually see, okay, this is what happens and this is how things can grow, and in the end we do even can make a profit with that. So, I mean, I think this might be a way to kind of balance the wild material harvesting with cultivation programs, which is obviously important and necessary for conservation.
Yeah, we also always talking about, you know, previously in the history, the local people is poorer than now, right? The economic condition, comparison is they are poor, but the resources they can use sustainably, right? But right now people are become rich and rich, but still cause they are poor, and they have to depend. They said they have to depend on their resources. So this is maybe the how to change the attitude. Maybe we think the traditional culture is greatly, you know, the position of the traditional culture in their heart is greatly threatened. So maybe in this way also a good way, you know, to understand the term for sustainability. Right? Thank you.
One more question.
He's asking if these projects are actually, these small scale projects are actually getting support from the Chinese government or not.
No.
Yeah.
It's actually not, and it's partially get support from one NGO,
mm-hmm.
one NGO. But right now we are still trying our effort to raise some fund to continue our plantation and the knowledge transformation.
But until now, no direct support
until
from the government.
Yeah, no. No support from government.
Maybe I talk two languages, because the question there's many Tibetan people since my question is quite simple. There's three M. The policy has three M's. I agree all three M's because I'm also involved with the plantation and future of the well-being of Tibetan herbal in this world. But when you look in the international, it's called the herbal golden rule of herbal in the international level, which that kind of plantation, which is very closely planted, is not acceptable because each plantation has its own character, it has its own germ. And you need to each plant, if you have 10 different plants and within one area, you must have very a distance of partitions. In according to herbal golden rule, you cannot have plantation so close. And where is, if it's a plantation from a high mountain and low area, it's not acceptable according to golden rule. So since you're going to educate for the rural area, the village people, maybe you should learn what the golden rule of herbal plantation, maybe it's more useful, I think. Tata nak jawab ke, jawab yang mari, nak dia yang mari, tak nak samju juga. Samju ke kari yang sini, nak ni tata rumi, Nedon juga kepada aku mahu tu mereka juga. Ini zaman ke Nedon ke tempat serik tempat serik. Ini di dalam kemala kasih Nedon cuba ye na Nedon lain zaman tu jauh na ini saja kacau juga. Saja kacau cuba ye na. Mendang jei de, mendang ni kepala tu na, sajung jatuh botong baca maja na, ini mendang jei ke ni ke, mendang jei ke bulu ya cincin ke, mendang jei ke jubah ke, mendang jei ke yang tembok ya, kacau kacau, ini mendang sabah cincin, jeli tu ni lah cincin ni, ini jei tu tak kurang sekata, lojong sabah jei tu tu lewat, konsep, konsep lojong sabah jei apa ye na. Ini konsep ki mati kita. So ni juga yang ni cuma cerita ini yang trend ini sahaja ni cuma. Zaman ini kita mendoan trend sahaja ini. Dan zaman ini kita mendoan ini trend ini. Nasib kita lari yang pun mata na. Mau pada ngaran sahaja mendoan dan zaman ini rotu kemari. Minsir rotu kemari. Di kelaki. Shundong sel jenis itu, tujuh edisinya dua tujuh. Dia macam, mendam deh, minzo punya kurang zaman kita sendiri lah. Juga macam mana, nanti dua muka pergi ini, tak kurang sendiri tada lojon di nanggil orang mesin so. Dia tambah di zaman ke mendam ke serje mendam ke dengan sendiri sendiri lah.
So